Doug Wright Show. Doug scores big-time interviews on Utah's most important stories on KSL News Radio.
Now, why are we opening this segment of the show with this song? Well, back in 1864, this was the battle cry of freedom, but also it was the campaign song for Abraham Lincoln. And, you know, this is something over the years that has become somewhat traditional. Great songs become associated with or become hijacked by various campaigns. This one is so closely associated with the Depression era and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Happy days are here again. And then FDR's successor, this was the song associated with Harry Truman.
I'm just wild about Harry, and Harry's wild about me.
You know, fun song, upbeat, right? And then, of course, Kennedy, I mean, they had a song that was actually sung by Frank Sinatra.
'Cause he's got high hopes, he's got high hopes. 1960's the year for his high hopes.
Yeah, I mean, can't do a whole lot better than a song like that with Frank, right? And then Ronald Reagan, he kind of hijacked this one. And Ronald Reagan also used this song.
California, here I come, right back where I started from.
And I think most of us can really relate to this one. I mean, really, think of which president this reminds you of. Every time I hear that song, even when it's being played on an oldie station or something or on a music mix, I think of Clinton. I mean, that is so closely associated with Bill Clinton. So, well, and you know, John McCain had this one. Take a chance on me.
Honey, I'm still free.
And remember this one from President Obama, then candidate Obama. So I thought, you know, we need a song for Donald Trump. We really do. And I want to leave you with this, and then later on we're going to readdress this, and I'll be asking for your participation and your input. But I found the perfect song that just kind of how I feel about the Trump campaign in general. I think this is really going to nail it down. I would be very surprised if this was not used in Cleveland at the Republican National Convention. I mean, listen, and you tell me, does this or does this not just nail the Donald Trump campaign?
I remember when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out on the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas, and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is?
I mean, come on, is this perfect or what?
If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing.
Aren't you in the spirit?
Let's break out the booze.
Let's break out the booze.
Have a ball.
Have a ball. This is it.
If that's all there is.
Boy, I'm in the spirit of it now.
And when I was 12 years old, my daddy took me to the circus.
Yeah.
The greatest show on earth.
Yeah, this has been
there
the greatest show
and
on earth.
Elephants. And
yeah.
Dancing bears.
And Donald.
And a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads.
Yeah. And? And?
And as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing.
Yeah, me
I don't
too.
Know what, but when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to the circus? Is that all there is?
See, now doesn't that just inspire you? I just thought this morning when we were talking about great campaign theme songs, I mean, I thought that's as good as this.
Happy days are here again.
Uh-huh. I'd be interested in your opinion, and send your hate mail to the Doug Wright Show Facebook page or at KSL 57500. Or never mind. It is 9:59 here at KSL News Radio.